VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Yemeni officials and Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeida. That announcement on Sunday from UN negotiators. Without giving any details of the agreement, UN officials called it important progress. A pullback from Hodeida was part of December's ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. The ceasefire has generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Islamic militants said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group confirms the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to thwart illegal immigration. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
What Miller did not note was that although none of the 59 emergencies declared since then have involved instances when a president has attempted to override congressional refusal to approve funding for a specified proposal. Miller said Trump's action is defending our own borders. He called illegal immigration a threat to our country. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been canceled. A Taliban statement said the talks were postponed because many of its members were unable to fly. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday criticized the United States for having what he called an unhealthy fixation with his country.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for 7 consecutive American presidents to bear.
Mohammad Javad Zarif spoke at the Munich Security Conference just a day after Vice President Mike Pence told European countries that they should follow the United States in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. He also called on them to stop undermining U.S. sanctions. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port city of Chittagong. At least 8 people were killed. All the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. A short circuit may have been the cause. A fruit vendor in Khartoum, Sudan, on Sunday died from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. Medics and the vendor's family said the 62-year-old man died in the hospital after choking on the tear gas, which was fired at scores of protesters soon after they took to the streets on Sunday. Protests in Sudan began on December 19th, when the government increased the price of bread threefold. The disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was caught in a sexting scandal, has been released from federal prison and is now back in New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The once rising star in the Democratic Party was convicted of having illicit online contact with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. He was sentenced to 21 months in a federal medical center. The Bureau of Prisons now says Anthony Weiner is in the custody of its residential reentry management office in Brooklyn, New York, with a release date in May. At the time of his sentencing, Weiner was told he'd spend 3 years on supervised release and will pay a $10,000 fine and will have to register as a sex offender. Julie Walker, New York.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December he had chosen Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley resigned. Media reports said Nauert withdrew because she employed a nanny who was in the country legally, but was apparently not legally allowed to work. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.